Hare Krishna. Well, here we are, as I mentioned yesterday in Vrindavan. Spent a nice day yesterday just here in the house, although in the morning we went to see Radhe Shyam. But it's holy. And in fact, when we came along the road, Parikramarg, as we used to call it, the whole side of the Parikramarg was just pink with holy powder, all the way from when we entered it, all the way here. So there was a lot of serious holy playing. And today's the day before Gaur Purnima, so people will definitely be at it again tomorrow. And then the day after tomorrow is going to be dirty holy. I'll talk a little about that. I had personal experience of dirty holy. But, of course, this is a eternal pastime of Krishna, Nitya Lila, eternal in the sense that also goes on in the spiritual world. It's naimitika, or occasional, in the sense that in the material world, it only takes place for this 1 month, from Vasant Panchami until Gaur Purnima, and then it's over. So it's and of course there are so many wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Krishna and the cowherd boys, Krishna and the gopis, that describe this Vasant Panchami and this holy festival. It's a favorite game of children at that time, and even up till today, up to the very present. Everyone knows that there's colored powder and colored liquid sprayed with a syringe. And sometimes you put liquids in balloons. So these are all part of the holy festival, throwing those at one another. And you really have to be dressed for the occasion, or at least be ready to discard your clothes and really scrub yourself free from those dyes. And then about this dirty holy that I mentioned, I don't know what the particular tradition of that is. It's related to any kind of pastime. I've never read of it. But rather than throw dyes and everything, they throw dirt, and I've had stones thrown at me on dirty holy. It's quite a quite an aggressive thing, a time where you really don't go out unless you're ready for that. However, I didn't know about it until once, and that was quite a long time ago when I came to, we were here in Vrindavan, and Gauri Prabhu was still my assistant, and we were doing parikramas. I remember going on Govardhan Parikrama, really, really long, exhausting, because usually I like to take my time on Govardhan Parikrama. I really remember coming back and being super, super exhausted. And of course, ordered clothes. And I was leaving back for the West after Gaur Purnima. And so the day after Gaur Purnima, which I thought holy was over, we went down to Loy Bazaar to pick up the cloth. And going down there, we were pretty well all right and saved from any holy. But on the way back, it wasn't the same. We got the clothes, and they were really wrapped well in plastic so that they wouldn't get dyed or dirty or anything like that. But on the way back, it was actually hard to even just get a rickshaw wala who'd be willing to bring us back. But on the way back, we really got very seriously attacked. And we got attacked not just with dyes, but also with sand, with dirt, and dirt from the street, and so on. It was, and even rocks. Kids are just uncontrollable. So it was like running the gauntlet, going from Loy Bazaar all the way to back to Krishna Balaram Mandir. And when we arrived, there's a picture. In fact, I saw that picture not long ago. Myself and Gauri Prabhu standing side by side. And from head to toe, literally speaking, we were sprayed and plastered with dye, dirt, you name it. And I remember it took a really lot of scrubbing to get clean. That was a real experience. Sometime later, and I just mentioned it yesterday to Govinda Maharaj, but he didn't seem to remember. And myself and he, we decided that we were going to go play Holi and go to Bunka Bihari Temple, where they allow you to come in, and the deity also plays Holi. I think it may have been that particular day. And you can throw dyes at each other and at the deities, and the pujaris throw dyes, and it's a real, real festive event. So we got a rickshaw, we loaded it with a couple of barrels of dyed water, and we had, I don't know how many kilos of dye that we also loaded up. And we also secured the help of about 10 Gurukul children. They were Govinda Maharaj's contacts. And so we headed down along the Parikrama Marg, blasting everything in sight, from dogs to monkeys to cows to sadhus and kids. And so we were really well set up, well prepared. And when we got to Bunka Bihari, I remember even the whole street outside the temple, it was just people playing holi, and the whole street, it was just like being in a cloud of holy powder. And so, of course, we were really well armed, well prepared. We had a good army, and so we made our way through that holi right into the temple. And I remember we couldn't take the rickshaw inside the temple, so we had to leave our other liquids outside. But we took our powders inside, and whatever ammunition we had left, we just played in there. And then when we came out, we finished off all of our that you hear in the background, it's Govinda Maharaj chasing the monkeys. And we had we disposed of all of our liquid, in fact we were without ammunition for the way back. And that was quite a mistake, because everyone could see that we were game for playing holi, because we were all covered in dust head to toe. But we couldn't protect ourselves anymore. We had no ammunition with which to fight back. So we got it on the way back, probably from many of the people who we attacked on the way down. But it was fun, and the children children enjoyed it, and I think we had fed them sweets afterwards, although there may have been some comments from the Gurukula why we were entangling the kids in that game. Anyway, it wasn't a regular occasion. It was a one-off, but it was quite fun. That was one time when I really got into playing holy. And I don't imagine do that again, although I've heard that holy in Barshana is very special and very nice. In fact, just recently Krishna Lila was going there to film Barshana Holi. I'm curious to see what that came out like. Who knows, maybe still once get the opportunity to go. But if not, we can certainly enter into holy by reading all about holy pastimes of Lord Krishna, as described especially in the writings of the Goswamis. Hare Krishna, holy hey.